But if you'll fill up with the word, there'll be no room for that. But if you're in it, there's a way to get out of it. Put the word in, flesh the devil out. Be like you do it. This is not real nice, but you get the point. Like you do a commode, put something in, you flush it. Why you flush it? I don't want it in there. You just flush it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to stay with you, okay? Yes, 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 yes. You're complete in him, which is the head of all, what, principalities and power. Let's keep going. In whom also you're circumcised with what? The circumcision made without hand. In doing what? Putting off the body of sin of the flesh. See, you, the flesh want, and that's why you ever notice the devil never really appeal to your spirit. He always come at your flesh. And if you don't have that flesh crucified, here your flesh come. That's why he said, that's why the scripture said, be of good cheer, you'll overcome what? The world, the flesh, and the devil. Those are three greatest enemies. And the devil work hand in hand with your flesh. And if you keep it dead, he can't work with dead stuff. That means you don't give flesh a voice. Flesh shouldn't have an opinion or a voice. I'm going to say it again. Y'all didn't quite. I'm going to say it this side. Flesh shouldn't have a voice. Shouldn't have an opinion. It should be crucified. Your mind should be renewed. And your spirit should be active. Your spirit is one that should be active and in charge. In whom you're circumcised with the circumcision made without hand, and to put in off of the bodies of sin of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Buried. How many of you got relatives that's gone on to be with the Lord? Went on. You got relatives gone on. The last time you've been out there and dig them up, and you dug them up to see if they're still there. Did you call Mr. Neal and say, I need you, your excavator? I want to dig up one of my loved ones. Have you ever done that? Well, that's what you need to do with your sins. Bury them. Bury it with him. That's what he did with your sin. He buried them. Are you getting? Wherein also you're raised. See, he buried what you used to be, what used to control you. And when Satan bring a photo, a picture of what you used to be, you need to stop and say, that's just a picture of that old man that's been buried. He doesn't live. He doesn't exist. Okay? I'm going to read this from the Passion. I don't know if y'all can put this up. Buried with him in baptism to death. I mean, baptism wherein also you're raised with him through the faith and operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. I'll read this. I'm going to pick up at verse 9. I want you to listen to Passion. I like this one. And I'm not done. Quite yet. Verse 9. Passion. You're completed. He is the complete fullness of deity living in human form. Keep going. I'm going to read down to 15 so y'all keep going. And our own completeness is now found in him. We are completely filled with God as Christ's fullness overflow within us. He is the head of every kingdom and authority. in the universe. What he's the head of? What is the head of? Every kingdom and authority. Where? Now, why would we go to the lesser and let them have control of us when he's the head of all everything? Why would you? And your life turned out bad, rough, tore up, messed up, broke up, twisted up, because you gave yourself to something that was not good. God got everything, and everything he has is good. Psalm 145, verse 9 says, the Lord is good to all. Let's keep going. Through our union with him, we have experienced what? Circumcision of heart. All of the guilt and power of sin has been what? Cut away. And is not, and now what? Extinct. Because of what Christ, the anointed one, has accomplished for us. Woo! For we have been buried with him into his death. Can you see what happened? It was my death, but he took it and it became his death. And he buried me with him. He took my death, my sin, and buried them. Our baptism into death also means we were raised what? With him when we believe in God. Resurrection power. How many of you believe in God's resurrection power? Then I was raised, you were raised. I'm in another kingdom. I'm in another world. I'm in this world, but I'm not of it. I raised to another world. Hallelujah. And I'm in the kingdom of righteousness and truth and justice, and goodness and kindness and mercy. And this is why the enemy come trying to get me distracted so I don't learn my rights and privilege that I have in the kingdom, so he can hurt me and cause me to live a way that will do damage to me and dishonor to the Father. The power of resurrection and the power that resurrection that raised, rather, I say resurrected, that raised him from the dead, death realm. This realm of death describes what? Our former state. For we were held in sin's grip. That's where I was, that's where you were. But now we have been what? Resurrected out of that realm of death. I'm not in that realm anymore. I'm a new creature. I'm a new creation. I'm a son of God. I'm the redeemer of the Lord. I'm not dead. Watch this now. Listen to this. Back up. Let me read that verse, and I want to read the whole thing back. This realm of death describes our former state. When we were raised, we was held in sin's grip. But now we have been what? Resurrected out of that realm of death. Keep going. Never to return. Did you hear what he said? Never to return. I'll never go back there again. For we are forever alive and forgiven of all of our sins. I'm ever alive. I've been forgiven of all of my sins. And you think I can't serve somebody that loves me like that? You think I can't trust somebody that loves me like that? You think I can't follow somebody that loves me that way? He's forgiven me every sin, everything I ever done wrong. And listen to this. Let me tell you how good he is. I think y'all can tell. And everything that I ever will do wrong, he'll forgive me. Let me just get it real and get it real. Everything I ever will do wrong, he's already forgiven me. All I need to do is ask, and I can get it.